This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Ellie Mae Barnes just happens to be the daughter of rock legend Jimmy Barnes and has just released her new album. It's called No Good. And I'm very excited because Ellie Mae has joined us live in the Joy Drive studio. Ellie Mae, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
We're very excited to have you here. Congratulations on your new album. I love the title, No Good. I had a listen to it today. A few people came to mind.
Oh, yeah?
Tell us about the song.
Anyone in particular?
Ah, yeah, we'll get to that next. Tell us about the song first.
No Good? Yeah. Well, I actually think it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
No, well, somebody hurt my feelings, actually, and I thought it would be a good time to pretend I'm a little tougher than I am. Yeah. I'm not very good with a boundary, you see. So I'm working on it, and I thought, you know, fake it till you make it, right? And I thought I deserved an apology, so.
I love it. I love that. I've got to admit, you're the video. And you've got like a – and this is – and for those at home, this is so not Ellie Mae, but you've got – it's like a little mini sledgehammer.
Yeah, I did bedazzle like a mallet. It's a mallet. I don't know. I went to Bunnings
and
I was like, what can I break things with? I don't know the tech. I'm not a tradie. So I covered it in rhinestones with a hot glue gun.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, we're often told, you know, don't get angry. But I reckon what's wrong with expressing a bit of anger, expressing some anger, as long as you're not directing it at someone and hurting someone. If you're, you know, burning a photograph of someone who's hurt you.
Yeah, well, it's quite therapeutic. I think song, you know, breaking stuff with a bedazzled mallet would recommend. All those things. I think it's a healthy expression.
I have to admit, when I saw the video, I thought, oh, my goodness, she's going to be so angry when she comes in. She's going to be like, put me on the radio or that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I'm very, very scary, as you've seen.
Can we ask without naming who you were thinking of?
Well, no, actually, they're actually not no good. They were just kind of going through something and I just wanted them to work through it and they did. I actually had a conversation with them before writing it and I was like, I'm going to write a song. I'm going to take a little bit of creative license.
So you didn't hold that.
But I do know a lot of people who probably deserve that. So.
I think we all do at some stage. Yeah. When I was a kid, I loved watching Countdown and seeing Split Enz perform. And for those who don't know who Split Enz are, let's have a little listen. Of course, that is Split Enz. Now, you were lucky because you had, I think, three members of the band?
Two
members of the band, including Neil Finn.
Yes, the one and only.
The one and only, which I believe he doesn't like to contribute that often to albums, and did to yours. How was that?
He sure did. I can't believe it. Still blows my mind, and I'm eternally grateful. It's just incredible to me.
What was he like to work with?
Well, I've known Neil my entire life, and he's like family to me. So to work with him was a different dynamic again, but it was just incredible, and it's an experience that I'll always take with me as a musician and as a human being. It was just incredible, and I will always, you know, it's a learning experience as a musician, but as a friend, that is a gift that I'll carry with me forever, and an artist, you know, and no, like you said, it's an experience that no one gets, and it's just the greatest gift, and I'm eternally grateful.
Now, I want you to have a listen to how beautiful Ellie Mae sounds now, and then let's have a little listen to the No Good song. Are you ready? How therapeutic is that? We all thought of someone then.
Everyone needs to get rid of the toxic people in their lives.
Definitely. Now, you're also known for cabaret. Mm. What's it like switching from being a cabaret performer to recording your own album?
Well, I think that we all have a lot of sides to us, and there's a side to me that's essentially a drag queen and I've got to let that side out somehow. But, you know, so I switch very easily between those because I have to let out the rock musician, rock pop, whatever I am, various genres musician in me and the drag queen. And I have to emerge from a clamshell and have 5 costume changes, but I also have to just do some straight up simple music as well. And, you know, I have a lot of things I have to get out.
I love it. Now, you've also got cerebral palsy, which is not a secret, but a lot of us didn't know until more recently. Firstly, how are you and how's the mobility? Ooh,
big question. You know, it's there. It's always there. I'm in a constant chronic pain, you know, but I live with it and I manage it and I have to learn to pace myself maybe, but I am always learning and always growing, and I think it's just something that I'm just learning to speak about more, and maybe something that I want to make some changes in society when it comes to their views around it.
What do you reckon those changes would be that you'd like to make?
I'd like people to understand it a little bit more, because the world isn't built for people like me, and maybe just understand general differences a little more so that people don't feel isolated who are different, and not put people in boxes all the time and realize that everybody's different.
You know, it just amazes me because I think you've hidden the pain really well, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I think everyone has pain, be it physical or mental, to some degree. And I think that it's not about hiding it. It's more dwelling on it, for me, isn't going to make it go away. So I just carry on with what I want to do, because I feel I'm also, while I'm in pain, I also have a very privileged, happy life, and I'm lucky to be very supported.
We are chatting with Ellie Mae Barnes about her new album. It is called No Good. Ellie, for those who don't know, what is cerebral palsy? Because a lot of people don't know. There is a lot of ignorance out there when it comes to it.
Yeah, well, it's caused differently in everyone, but it is a neurological condition that affects my muscles, and it does affect people to different degrees. Some people can't walk. I'm lucky to be able to walk, but I've had many operations throughout my life, and it's affected me since birth.
So now you come across, I suppose, as being very motivated and strong-willed. And as you said, you've overcome lots of pain to be able to perform and, of course, to record your new album. How much of that has enabled you to say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do and I'm not going to let anything stop me?
Well, I think it's taken me a long time to maybe get to the point where I'll do what I want to do. I think I had to grow up, I had to become a mother, I had to find the confidence to be okay doing what I want to do and being who I am, because who I am is a lot of different things, like I said. So I think for everyone it's a journey to find that confidence to be who you are and to be open with the world about that and to put yourself out there and to be vulnerable. So it was a journey, and to accept myself for who I am and not seeing representation of disabled people out there. I wasn't always comfortable with that idea until I just decided that maybe it was important for other people to see that representation, so I decided to be it.
Do you think being vulnerable and being, you know, authentically yourself, is that freeing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'm in a really good place because of that, just making that decision. And part of that was deciding that it was important for my son to know that it's important to pursue your dreams, regardless of how scary that might feel at first.
Now, I just want to, what the process of making the album No Good, I mean, recording it from the beginning to the end, how did that change you?
I think it was a really confidence-boosting process because of the people that I was surrounded with, not just their caliber, but the love that they showed me. And they have their own unique styles and abilities, but the way that they made this decision to make the album decidedly mine and push me to, you know, really explore what I wanted to sing like and how I wanted it to sound was incredible. And it just came together in a way that was beyond my expectations. And it was so nurturing and loving and beautiful. And everybody throughout the process just allowed me to create everything from all the sounds to the artwork to the videos. And I'm beyond grateful because it was everything a first album should be.
Now, you're the daughter of a rock legend, Jimmy Barnes, and we're pleased that he's made it back to the stage, I think, for the first time since his surgery. As the daughter of a rock legend, how have you managed to find your own voice and your own sound?
I am very stubborn and I've always...
I love it.
we're not too dissimilar, me and my dad, in personality. And I think, you know, it is hard. And at first, again, when you don't have that confidence, you have to work out what that voice is. And then I guess, you know, going on a journey to work it out. And I guess it's taken me till now to work out that I have many voices and many sides to myself. So it's just, you know, I got to be in his band since I was 12 and work with the best. And I got to learn from the best and see all the best acts while doing that. And I've listened to all the different musics and I've grown up around him and, you know, drag queens and all kinds, and I just have seen all the best kinds of entertainment. I soak everything in like a sponge.
I want to ask you though, and getting back to the cerebral palsy itself, I want to learn from it. I want all of us to learn. What can the rest of us do to make people with a disability, to make life easier for them? What are we doing wrong? What's the biggest thing that you would like to see us change?
I mean, I can only speak for my own experiences, so it's very hard to speak for an entire community, and that's what I find hard when people speak about me as an advocate. I can only be visible and speak for myself. So for me, I think that, you know, most streets and things aren't built for people with disability. People have one view of what a disabled person looks like, and maybe that's not what every disability is, and I think that there just needs to be a little, like, maybe look into it a little more or have a little understanding. Don't approach a stranger assuming they're drunk or something, which has happened to me multiple times, or assume that those conversations are okay because you're now prying into someone's medical history or being rude to a stranger when you wouldn't otherwise. And just accessibility in general isn't a thing. Trying to get around is so hard. Like, I've had the greatest time in doing promo, but it can be very difficult to get around, you know, just cities in general and traveling and flying and things like that. If people don't see you as disabled enough, or, you know, I'm not what people view as typically disabled.
Ellie Mae, I love the song. I have to say, She's a Thought. I love it. It's on the album. The album is called No Good. Check it out now. But let's talk about She's a Thought. What's that about?
Well, you'll have to ask Neil Finn.
Oh, is this the one that Neil Finn
helped with? Yes, Neil Finn wrote this song for me, and discussing it, we wanted to leave it open to having several meanings. She could be many things. She could be, you know, she could be a lover. She could be a perfect version of yourself. She could be someone who's passed. She could be all sorts of things that you carry around. She could be anything. So, you know, it's very ambiguous, but she's a fun song.
I love it. Are we allowed to play it?
Please. I wish you would.
Are going to play it. Ellie Mae Barnes, it's been such a pleasure having you in the studio. We love chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
We know you've had such a busy media agenda today with all the commercials and the ABC, and we just want to thank you for making the time to come to Joy Drive. We really appreciate it, so thank you so much.
I would love to come here anytime.
The door, you are, it's always welcome. The door is always open. Ellie Mae Barnes, thank you so much. The album is called No Good. Please download it. Check it out. It's available for streaming now or downloading. And, of course, we are going to play this song which is She's a Thought, Interpret It How You Want. Thanks, Ellie, mate.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.